The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Little Friday. Has arrived. Little wet. Little drizzly. You got it now? Is it working now for you?
Yeah, everything's
sorry about that.
No worries.
Welcome to the Pepper and Dylan Show. Robbie's not here yet. Do we know what's going on with Robbie?
No.
Because I've been instructed to ask him something by my fiance.
Okay.
That she's like, she couldn't believe I'd never heard of. And I don't know if this is one of those signs of my fiance's birthday is today. But one of those signs of the age gap that once in a while rears its ugly head between her and I.
Mm-hmm.
There's somewhat of an age gap. And
she's 40, you're 48?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that she referenced something yesterday that I had no idea what it was. And she couldn't believe I'd never heard of it. And then I thought, well, what is it? She's like, I guess you're going to have to find out. I said, no, come on, tell me. She said, tell you what, ask Robbie and ask your audience tomorrow. They'll all know what it is.
Where am I in this?
I don't know. I don't know if it's an Edmonton thing because you grew up in Strathmore. I don't know if, Megan, you're maybe too young on the young side to know what this is.
Okay.
But she said, Robbie, if Robbie doesn't know what it is, then I'm disappointed in Robbie.
Okay.
Right? But all I have are two words to go on.
Okay.
Is the name of what it is. Or, I don't even know if she's talking about a certain kind of, like, drink or a certain a hot spot to go to at one point back in the day. I don't know if it's because she grew up in St. Albert, a St. Albert thing. I have no idea what it is. She used it in this context because we were talking about the eclipse, Dylan. I don't know if you know. Pretty excited about the eclipse
she's
coming up Monday.
Too?
Well, she's going to be in Quebec when the eclipse happens, and she's going to be right in the path of totality.
Oh, wow.
So they're getting glasses and the whole deal. And she said, I have to look at it. I don't care what they say. I'm looking at this thing.
Oh, boy.
And I said, you can't look at this. You're not supposed to. And then she said, if I was able to look at blank my entire childhood, then I can look at an eclipse. And then I'm supposed to ask what this thing is that she was able to look at. I don't know what that means,
though. Purple lights?
She said Purple City.
Yeah, okay.
What's Purple City?
You don't know Purple City?
Why are you acting like her right now? No, I don't know Purple City. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you've heard of Purple City as well?
Yeah, for
what
sure.
What is Purple City?
Purple City. Yeah,
if she's don't just keep saying it. That's what
come
she
on.
Did. And then she did this. Come
Megan,
on.
Do you know Purple City?
I have not.
You don't know Purple City. Hey, Robbie's just pulling in the parking lot.
Yeah. Robbie
will know Purple City. It was the first thing that you thought of.
Yeah.
So what? Purple City.
It's the ledge.
So 917-917. It's the ledge grounds?
Yeah. That's how I know
thing?
It. Purple
it's
City
called
is
Purple
the,
City?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says it's an Edmonton tradition, but I never heard of it.
At the ledge grounds, does it talk about?
Yeah.
You go down there, stare at the lights.
Is it like once in a while? Like a special occasion once a year?
No.
Not once. Lived here almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
Not once have I heard of Purple City.
Yeah. Robbie will know. Watch this.
Okay. Hey, Robbie!
Hey!
Oh, look at this guy!
What's wrong with Robbie?
Oh! Robbie brought coffee for everybody.
What a good guy. Robbie! Yeah. You know Purple City, right?
Oh, yeah.
Robbie knows Purple City. Thank you, buddy.
So what is it? It's just a light attraction at the ledge grounds?
No, it's not like a light attraction. It's like an underground, it's an underground thing that I think everybody, well, I thought everyone
Like an
knew.
Underground club?
Yeah, like you go
Were
to
there
the
there a lot
ledge.
Of drugs there or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But no, you would stare at the lights, and then everything goes purple, because I don't know what kind of lights they use, but...
Yeah, there's some kind of a purple light, and maybe they've changed them because ever since, it's been 20 years since I've done it.
Okay.
But they've done renovations over on the ledge grounds.
Yeah.
But you'd stare at these lights, these certain lights, for 30 seconds or a minute.
And then you turn around. And
everything looks like you're on drugs.
Okay. And that was an attraction for people to go to?
Yes.
Like families, kids?
No. Bored teens.
Yeah, that's what you would do.
Okay.
And then you would look at the rest of the city and everything became purple.
For how long?
I don't know.
A minute?
Yeah.
The longer you looked at the lights, the longer it would last.
You know those things that you see every now and then? Online, that like the spinning circles,
and then you
look over and like everything's kind of spinning,
and then it wears off, and that's it.
Same idea.
So there was an attraction.
Stare at the floodlights.
Yeah,
but they were like purplish.
I don't think you're supposed to stare at lights.
No, there's a picture of a man with his face right in it.
This is that guy went serious.
This was before WebMD. before we knew what happened.
So people in Edmonton all know about this, and they would go and they would just look at a light for how, like a minute, 2 minutes, something like that, and then turn around and then look, and everything looked purple for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Can't you do that anywhere?
No, it was these special purple
lights. I don't know
lights.
Why it did it. So, like, that was the thing.
Okay.
And the ledge was just so cool at night.
Right. And now, was this something that the ledge or the city promoted? Like,
no.
Hey, come
no,
on. No, no.
This is underground.
Did they have to say, like, please, whatever you do, don't look at our purple lights?
I don't know if I've ever heard that, but I imagine if they knew.
Right.
Or if they were on the, they wouldn't promote. They would say, don't do that.
And it somehow it just grew into the name Purple City, and word spread, and everybody just did this because they were bored.
I know Purple City. I'm 52.
Okay.
And tons of text about Purple City.
You all know what Purple City is. Okay.
Yeah.
She wanted me to ask you, Robbie, because I'd never heard of Purple City. And it was one of those moments between her and I where she's like, I can't believe you haven't heard of this.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're so old that you don't know what you're talking about.
We used to go in the winter, too, when there was lights.
Okay.
So it made it even more special.
Okay.
This is a good description. Everything looked like it was rained on Welch's. And it's true. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I haven't done it for a while.
It's probably bad for you.
So it would be like a
weird... probably, Robbie. probably.
A weird hallucinogenic trip without the hallucinogens, and it lasting only for a few seconds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the more you, like, get us to describe it, the more dumb I realize it is.
It just sounds like, yeah, you're looking at a light for far too long that's far too bright, and then looking around, and you still see the light.
That's kind of, but man, pot will make you do weird things sometimes.
Okay, well, okay, all right.
Have you guys ever heard of The End of the World?
Yes.
Yes, yep. The End of the World is another one.
So I was
one
like, that's the only one that knew of out in the country bumpkins.
Where is that?
It's just
not
down
that
here.
Far out, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's just down here.
To be honest, I was always too scared to
what
go.
What is that community called right here that we go by all the time?
Donsdale?
No. No.
Is it the D's?
No.
The West End D's?
No, what the heck is
Glenora?
It called? No, it's not Glenora. We could play this game all morning.
This is not going well.
No.
I don't know.
Is it where that burger bar used to be? Deluxe Burger Bar?
No, it's Crestwood? Not there. It's like right here. It's this one that is right by Fox Drive there. What the heck is that?
Belgravia.
Belgravia.
Oh, look at that.
That's where it is, I believe.
The End of the World, and it's just a cliff?
It's where a road has washed out.
Yeah.
Well, that also doesn't sound safe.
And people always just went on the ledge and took pictures, and
it looks
I was
like you're on the edge of the world.
Terrified.
Because right on the ledge of the river valley.
That sounds like something they should close down. That sounds like a real risk.
I think they did.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So there's The End of the World, and then there's Purple City, two common things that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got to leave your house to do these things, and that's not for
I
you.
Just never knew it was a thing.
Yeah.
I could leave my house to go to Purple City, but I didn't know what Purple City was.
Oh, now you have to do it.
Is it still something people
are
doing?
Well, I don't know what kind of lights they're using. Maybe they got LEDs or something. They changed them out.
Anyway, her point was, if she can do Purple City as a kid growing up, then she can definitely look at this eclipse.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
So she's poo-pooing the rules of don't look at the sun.
I think the sun's a little more powerful than the purple light.
Well, that's what I would think, too, but okay. I don't know. That's where we were this last night, okay?
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Woo! Kick butt, dude. Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, feels good.
Oof. You have a busy weekend, an overwhelming weekend, a nothing weekend.
Well, I'm going to try, although there is no promises, to go to Cam's dates.
All each one of them?
Try
all four?
To. Yeah. I'm going to try.
Like just pop in and say hello?
Pop in and get a picture, hopefully.
Okay.
I just want to get a picture of the two of them so that we can put up the final four pictures so that the audience, we can judge based on who we think he looks best with.
Okay.
Who looks
best
with
him. That's how we're going to determine true love?
Well, how the heck else can we? We don't know. They all seem pretty nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to try to pop down to them. So that's busy. Okay. Other than that, I don't want to do a thing.
Okay. So that's a nice weekend.
Yeah.
That's a sweet weekend.
Yeah, I like that.
Are you of the, is your life the one where you either have a weekend where it's everything or a weekend where it's nothing? You never just have a regular weekend. Like, you either get a fully loaded week. You either get poutine or no fries. Those are my weekends.
No,
I'm either doing every single damn thing under the sun and I don't have a minute to breathe, or I've got nothing and I'm bored.
I try really, really hard not to say yes to things.
I know you do.
And so
you do really well at that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I rarely have a can't breathe weekend.
Yeah.
But every now and then. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But that's like you're that's you regularly. Oh, you take on way too many things.
So many things this weekend. And it was made even
what
more.
What is the thing?
I am so mad at things today because I can't even. I'm trying to be optimistic about it.
Mm-hmm.
So my fiance's birthday is today. It's her 40th birthday. And due to circumstances, we were going to celebrate it last night. And a tradition, I was telling you this at the end of the show yesterday, a tradition we've made over our birthday is just I make her a really special meal that she has no idea and it's different or it's just nothing you could predict, right? And I can't say
No,
she's in yoga right now. Okay, don't say anything. She's in yoga right now.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
So when we went to New York to see Taylor Swift, I took her to a restaurant, a very famous restaurant called Katz's Deli. It's a very famous New York restaurant. In fact, it was one of the most famous movie scenes was filmed in Katz's Deli, the When Harry Met Sally orgasm scene.
Oh, is that right?
That was filmed in Katz's Deli. And what they did, like, it's just an old, like, 120-year-old Jewish delicatessen that makes the most incredible pastrami you've ever had. And they deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And I took her there last summer, and she said, oh, my God, it's the best sandwich I've ever had. In fact, my picture, my profile picture, or whatever you want to call it, of her, my avatar picture on text message, is her eating the sandwich and rolling her eyes back in the head, which is one part orgasmic and the other part possessed. You know, she's having such a delicious sandwich. So I've planned to recreate the restaurant in the house, right? So I've got, like, signage from the restaurant that I've printed off, and I'm going to hang it so when she walks in the door, it's going to be... And then they deliver the food ready to go, right? And I know you can get a version of it at Costco, but this is, like, all the fixings. It's a whole, and it comes straight from New York, and it arrives at your doorstep. It's Dylan, you've ordered it before. It's
yes.
Like, it's on ice, and that's what I was going to give her.
Yep.
And that was going to be yesterday, because tonight I have a comedy show, and tonight she gets on a plane on a red eye to go to Quebec.
Right.
So it kind of had to happen yesterday. So I ordered it, scheduled to arrive April 4th. Everything was going to be great. I went, you saw it yesterday as we were leaving work. I was like, okay, time to get all set up. Time to open up the restaurant at my house. And I looked and it said, estimated arrival, April 5th.
That's which today.
Is today.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Which is her birthday.
Right.
But I've been saying for months now, April 4th, right?
Mm-hmm. Because I booked a
comedy show on her birthday, and she's going to Quebec on her birthday.
Right.
All right? So it's got to be April 4th. And then I get this April 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what am I going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So I called UPS, because, you know, you can see where it is.
You can track it.
It was in Calgary. And I was like, oh, well, then I'll just drive down and go pick it up, bring it back home before she's off work.
That's kind of a pain.
I'll save the problem.
Yeah.
Well, they don't allow that.
Why?
The only place I can get it is at my doorstep.
Oh.
I called and yeah, I talked to somebody.
But they didn't get it for your doorstep.
So they didn't get it in time. And this is where I needed the power of Dylan.
Mm.
Dylan, the master complainer, the guy that can get things done just by talking to customers. I even tried is there somebody there that I can speak to about this? There wasn't anybody there that I can speak to about this beyond the guy that I was speaking to about this.
It doesn't seem right.
But I asked. He said no. I don't know what you have, but you have something about you, Dylan, that gets things done. And I've got something about me that gets nothing done. Because all they'd say is, yeah, I can say, oh, sorry, that's too bad. Apologize for that. Anyway, anything else we can do for you? Anything else? No.
Yeah.
Just this one thing that you're not doing for me. And they just wouldn't do it. And I didn't know. And I thought, God, I need Dylan right now. I need Super Dylan right now to come and take over that phone call
there.
And get it there immediately.
So you just called, it was just one person.
I called the 1-800 number.
Yeah.
I pressed the buttons. I got the person. The person said, oh, geez, it sucks to be you. Anyway, have a great day. And that's basically where it went.
Mm.
And I said, yes, it does suck to be me because of what you're doing. And they're like, yeah, I know, crazy. Anyway, see you later.
I've been there when Dylan's been.
So what is it that you do, Dylan, that you can get things done? And I tried the same thing and I get nothing done.
Robbie said after I did it for him, because I just pretended to be Robbie last time.
Right.
But Robbie left the room with me and said, well, that was uncomfortable.
Okay.
Well, it is, because that's the only way to get things done. Because it really does seem like these companies hire just people who don't care. The first person you talk to doesn't care about anything.
No.
You need to have that escalated.
Yeah.
And that's what Dylan does.
That person was not about to escalate everything. That person was like, I'm sorry.
You've demanded. That's what Dylan did.
We could do.
They're Dylan. Also jaded by everything. Like when you first start in customer service and you have to do cold calls, you're like, okay, it's going to be all right. And then about 20 in, you realize, oh, everybody hates me.
Right.
Let me guess, Megan, you've worked in a call center as well? Yes, of course she has, of course. And I was polite. I wasn't like mean or aggressive or angry. I just said, this really stinks. Like, it's super important. There's really nothing we could do. I said, I'm willing to drive to Calgary. Like, all you got to do is just don't put it on the truck. I'll come and get it.
Right.
I'll leave right now. I'll come and get it from you. Nah, I'm sorry. We can't do it that way.
Seems odd.
But they were in the wrong, weren't they?
Well, it was supposed to be there yesterday, and it's coming today, so somebody was in the wrong.
See, and like, I understand if your sweater didn't show up in time.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, this is for a 40th birthday. Like, it's super important.
And, it's food.
And it's food. Yeah, that's another good point.
Exactly. You got food a day late. Doesn't seem right to me.
What if we all get sick? She's going to be on a red-eye flight tonight. Trapped in a flying tube after eating sick meat.
Yuck.
Spoiled meat.
Well, she doesn't even get to see the eclipse.
Exactly. It comes with dry ice.
Yeah.
It's probably fine. Yeah.
So if that dry ice is, I don't know, wet, maybe don't eat it.
Is that the rule?
I don't know.
Well, then it'll be ruined 2 days in a row.
It would suck.
Oh, so she comes home and I'm trying to be mad, but then she thinks I built up her birthday too much, so she's feeling guilty. I'm feeling guilty. We just watched Ozark and went to bed some pie.
That was it.
That was her birthday. Yep.
You did get her the pie though.
I did get the pie. Had a little peace offering of some sort. The Vi's peanut butter pie, Dylan. Anyway, so I'm gonna try and do this, but I've got to squeeze all of that in. Today in 2 hours.
If it comes.
If it arrives.
What time's it set to arrive?
And this is the other thing, these guys.
Right when she's
here.
Done yoga.
Let me
be great.
Exactly. Imagine. She walks home this morning from her yoga class to get ready to go to school, and it's there on the doorstep.
Oh boy.
Dylan, what if that happens?
That's why you just send her a message and you say, I swear to God, if you open that.
Oh, for God's sake.
What it is right on it.
Delivery time. Will it? It went.
Yeah. It says it like it's really, really they do good advertising on the box.
It's not loading right now.
Also, as per yesterday's conversation, she did send me a few things about you, Pepper.
Oh.
Pepper's ick.
Yes, the things that may annoy Coral or give her the ick. But I did have to pull them out like teeth from her.
Okay.
I had to provide a few suggestions just to see if it would trigger something for her. But... let's just say she loves you very much.
Aww.
This was our pillow talk conversation where it said, what annoys you about, or what annoys us about each other, but we'd miss if we were gone?
Mm-hmm.
She sent you a list?
She sent me two.
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 See, Dylan?
Bad two?
I asked her for five. She gave me two.
Guarantee she has five.
You guys aren't going to bleep and believe this.
What time?
Oh, no.
It's out for delivery right now.
I'm telling you, it says it on the box.
Says 5:13 a.m. out for delivery.
Oh, no.
Those sons of... Are you serious?
Well, I would...
Are you serious right now?
Yes.
They want to get it to you quick. It's food.
15 months in the making. Are you kidding me right now? She's going to come home and her surprise birthday is going to be right there on the doorstep?
Very possible.
These guys.
Is their names on the box?
Yeah.
Dylan said. You can't mistake it for anything. Pepper's getting upset.
Oh, boy.
That would upset me.
Tell her to take her glasses off when she comes up to the door.
Oh, no. Dylan.
Yeah, not good.
You didn't have to get up so early. You could have brought it to me last night.
Exactly.
It was here.
Yeah.
You just woke up to do it today?
That's the box it comes in.
Oh God.
Yeah. That's the risk you take, though, when you order stuff.
I'm curious
to
know
maybe they put it inside another brown box.
No, it says it right there.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Right on the side.
Curious to know what's on this list. You know, the best laid plans, right?
Yeah. Just think positive.
What?
Just think positively.
Okay.
Maybe she'll pull into the garage, won't even see the box.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you, Robbie.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doesn't walk through the front door.
Yeah.
She is right now because their garage is full of stuff.
Okay. Oh, no.
I know.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
All right. So you're it. You're the final one. You know, it feels like, and I don't know, are you getting your friends to, you know, this isn't a voting contest, right?
Yeah, I do know that.
Are you getting your friends to message us, like, on Instagram and... say that they picked
Catherine. She's getting her friends to message.
I don't know. It's just odd that so many people who have been following along with this are like, I'm so team Catherine. I want Catherine and Cam. Right, Megan? They're the number one, right?
Yeah.
No, I haven't gotten my friends to do that.
Well, that must
I know
feel
that my
nice.
Friends know about it, right. but...
That must feel nice to know that people that are listening to this and that have got to meet you really just over the phone and recapping dates and getting ready to go on dates are really thinking that you and Cam make a really good couple.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm trying not to look at the comments or anything like that. Just kept that, you know, focus on me and Cam, but yeah.
How have the comments been, Megan, for all of the people? Have people been nasty or have people been fairly nice about it?
To the ladies, they've been completely kind.
Okay.
It's just that Cam, they're like, yeah, he has a type. And then people were upset about that. And I was like, well.
That he has a type?
Yeah.
Well, I think when you look at the four, yeah, there's a type there, right?
Sure. Brunette. That's about it.
But he gets to go, he's dating every single, well, not every, but these four finalists one more time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Catherine, you are the last to find out what the mystery date is. So, Dylan, do we need a hat? Do we need to go through all that?
No, I mean, we don't need the hat because it's the last one.
So the first one was IKEA, building IKEA furniture, Catherine. That is not you. That is going to be, is that Ashley or Paige? That's Paige, right?
Paige is doing IKEA.
They're doing that on Sunday. How would you have done if you had drawn building IKEA furniture?
Not good.
Not good.
No, not.
Okay. And then it was Ashley who found out, and this one's tonight, right? They're going to Goodwill,
and they're going to
do like a dress each other for certain situations. Mm-hmm.
And there's a photo booth involved. They're going to be doing an unboxing, so that's going to be super fun. Calgary Trail, Goodwill at 6 tonight.
How would you have done with that one, Catherine, if that was yours?
I think that'd be fun. I'd be fine with that, yeah.
Okay. And then Jessica yesterday drew... They're going go-karting at the West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah, for Drive West Edmonton Mall, which we got to do like as one of the first couple people in the city.
It's a lot of fun.
So much fun.
And the winner has to, or the loser has to buy the other one.
A drink on Bourbon
Street. Drinks on Bourbon Street. Yeah. So how would you do it go-karting against Cam?
I think that one would have been my favorite one. I think that's a good one. I think I would have done okay.
Okay. It's not the one you're doing.
It's not.
No.
You're not doing any of those. Here we go. The final mystery date, Dylan. What will they be doing on, and when is it?
It's Saturday at 10
a.m. Wow. Okay, Saturday, 10 a.m., Catherine.
Yeah, yeah.
What
start.
Now, will Cam and Catherine be doing?
It's good that this worked out this way because, Catherine, you need a long date because you right now are the record holder of the longest date with Cam.
Right.
Oh, that's
right,
you.
Right, yeah. Right? Yeah, you've had the longest one. I think you guys had a four and a half hour long date. Now, I know you have plans on Saturday. You said at like 7?
Yes, I'm doing a paint night.
A paint night. Now, this could be problematic because you guys like a long date. And the I mean, 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock, I mean, that should give you enough time.
All right.
But your date is... You guys will be going to the Continental Treat Fine Bistro at 10 o'clock to meet the chef, where you guys will be doing a cooking class together.
Oh!
Yay! Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you guys will be sitting there, the two of you, and the chef will teach you guys how to cook, cook alongside you. You will make a couple dishes, and then you will enjoy them together.
Okay.
So you're going to see how you guys are in the kitchen, how you guys work together under pressure, whether or not either one of you are a good cook or not,
out. Are you good in the kitchen, Catherine, as a rule?
I'm getting better. Now that I'm living alone, I'm trying to cook new things. And I know Cam said he likes to cook.
This might be good.
And they're
working together to make the same dishes. They're not making two different dishes and then being judged on it?
No, we thought about that.
Okay.
We thought that would be awesome.
Uh-huh.
But then I thought that might be too indulgent for me just judging and eating their dishes.
Okay, so they're working together as a team to build some food. Do we know what they're building? We have no idea what food they're making.
I think there's a shrimp dish.
Oh.
As one of them. I'm not sure what the other one is as of right now, but I think they're making two dishes at ctfinebistro.com.
Okay.
Which, I mean, this is awesome. They're going to be downtown 10 o'clock Saturday. As they have a date. Now, Catherine!
Yes.
We have lifted the ban on kissing.
This is important. Yes.
Yes.
You've heard this. Okay, Catherine. So Dylan has said all physical contact is now allowed for these dates.
And what also I lifted yesterday after I talked to Cam, because I talked to Cam after the show going like, hey, so good luck.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, like, whatever you want to do, you can go on the date, and then if you want to do something after the date, if you want to continue the date, if it's going really well, you can do what you want, man. You can continue on. You could go out for a drink after. You could go out for something after. You go for a walk after. Whatever it is, this is, you got to take your life into your hands a little bit. Here's the thing, him
fly
and I.
Fly to Belize.
Sure.
What if they decided, let's just go to the airport. Let's do something crazy fly to Belize.
It could happen.
That would be awesome.
You would just have to be back for that Sunday date at IKEA. So it would be a quick trip to Belize. Right, okay.
But the interesting thing, because Cam and I got talking, and I don't know. This is a very, very difficult situation I've put him in.
Okay.
And I understand that. Now, he agrees with me that it is super important to see if there is like a romantic connection and chemistry within two people before you pick the final.
Okay.
However, you got to be really picky and choosy, because if you end up just kissing every girl and going on a date, it's really an awkward situation.
Right.
Because he might, and I mean, Ashley tonight, he kisses her. Catherine gets a kiss the next day. He kisses a girl and then says he doesn't want to be with them. I mean, it's really a hard thing to do.
No. Right.
And
hard thing to hear if you're Catherine and you hear how a date went. Hey, wait, he kissed me too.
And then we were talking though, but like if Catherine, have you gone on a date since him?
Since him, no.
See, but if she had and kissed a guy, like, Cam wouldn't have been upset by that.
Right.
Like, and you can't be until you're, like, an exclusive couple. Yeah. However, I mean, I just think this is a really hard thing to do. I would not want to be in his position, because he already knows that these are four people that he likes and had a great time with.
What you've done is you've brought in that anxiety that a lot of people feel on a date.
Yes.
Where they're like, I don't know, should I? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to pick up that vibe. Instead, because before it was easy. Oh, we're not allowed to.
Sure.
Now it's like, sure, you're allowed to.
And then,
so you've ushered that back in, that awkwardness.
I don't know if you guys ever watched The Bachelor, but then the question becomes, like, some of the girls are more aggressive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So is it on the girl to be aggressive? Is it on Cam to be aggressive? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't want anything to do with any of it.
It's an interesting element.
Yeah. So good luck, Catherine. I don't know how that's going to be, but you got a really fun date. You're going to Continental Treat Fine Bistro, 10 o'clock Saturday. You guys are going to be cooking together and then enjoying a dish. So that's awesome.
So today it's Goodwill. With Ashley
tonight,
right?
Yeah.
Ashley Goodwill. Tomorrow, Catherine.
You got it.
Sunday, it's IKEA with Paige. And then Jessica on Monday, they're going go-karting.
You got it.
And then on Tuesday, we'll find out how all the dates went over the weekend.
Yep.
And
Wednesday, he picks the love of his life.
He chooses on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Catherine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope you're well and have a nice weekend. Enjoy your day tomorrow, okay?
Thanks. Okay. Bye.
See you later, Catherine. Okay. Dylan.
Aww. I couldn't imagine being in that position.
Yes or no? Does he kiss even one of the four? Do they kiss?
I should say.
Yes. You think so?
Yeah. Yes.
Megan, does one at least one date end with a kiss?
I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I believe. And
if I was Cam, I'd kiss all four.
You have to.
I feel like you got it.
I think you have to kiss all four.
I feel like it's like a rule.
No. You have to. Unless you feel that they're totally by the end of the date that night.
Unless, you know that it's like, okay.
This is not the one.
The first date was really good, but the second, there's nothing really there.
Yeah, if the first date was
no, don't kiss. But like, if you're feeling that vibe.
With all of them? You have to.
It's the
Bachelor. How do you know if there's chemistry?
I don't know. I'd feel bad.
Also, from my point of view, I've always just viewed like little kisses as just like a throwaway.
Oh, come
on. That's a problem, Megan.
No, it should be special. It should be special.
That says a lot about you, Megan.
Well, we'll find out how it goes. First date tonight, and all the dates will be over the weekend. The final one on Monday, and then Bachelor Cam. Like you said, Wednesday, he selects the love of his life, and it draws to a close.
I can't wait.
Hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine. Oh, mine. I'd do your bidding. I'll be at your beck and call. Yeah. I've never seen anyone looking so fine, man. I gotta have her. She's one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. Lady in the second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Come on, Pepper, sing it. I don't know how. I don't know anything. I've never felt more outnumbered in my life. Dylan and Robbie, love it. Old Bonacord Megan, who, I don't know, these are nursery rhymes to her. When you're
for sure. That's classic.
Bonacord. Everybody else is excited. It is a good energy for a Friday, although we do get this.
It's the Debbie Downer text of the day.
We got a lot of awesome winner today. This song absolutely made my day, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm sorry. You got to bring attention to the Debbie Downer text of the day. Because there's always going to be one.
What is happening?
We live in a world where it is important for you to hear that somebody doesn't like something somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Every moment there's something somebody needs to say. Well, I've better put an end to this fun.
Okay.
I literally just turned your radio station off.
No.
You're not a GD country station.
What's a GD? A good country station?
Gosh darn.
Some of us don't like country music, and so we don't listen to country music stations. Stay in your lane.
All right.
Well, the lanes are blurred.
They really are these days.
I thought it was a good time.
That was.
That.
Good time is over.
All right.
Unless it's Beyonce.
Right?
That seems to be perfly okay. I can't figure it out.
Or Luke Combs.
I don't know genre rules.
Yeah. Morgan Wallen.
Did you have fun with that?
Yeah.
That song? Who
real
it?
Good time.
It literally smells like a barn in here for some reason. Now.
John Michael Montgomery.
Sorry.
What happened there? Okay.
Oh, that was fun.
Robbie, thank by you. The way, thank you very much. Robbie said this off the air a little while ago. He was late this morning. We had no idea why. He walked in. What a sweetheart. With a tray of coffee.
Thanks, Robbie.
You're welcome.
And we said, thank you, Robbie. Thanks for bringing in coffee. And he said, well, Pepper, thank you for getting coffee almost every day for the past 2.5 weeks. I said, of course. He said, now we're even.
I was kidding.
Now we're even.
Whoa. I'm just being sassy.
Now we're even.
Didn't you look at your bill yesterday?
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't do that anymore, you guys.
We tried to tell you not to. Oh. I mean, we're very grateful that you did. And thank you, Robbie. Yeah. Thank you.
No, I could tell it was getting to him yesterday. And as fun as it is to take advantage of you sometimes.
Yeah, what a blast, huh? I love it, too.
I felt like I had to just contribute.
I'm trying to put these boundaries up in my life, Dylan.
I've been telling you for years.
I know. Oh, and I just can't.
No. No, you cannot.
I want to, but I can't.
No, you have to, though.
It feels nice to be nice.
And I'm not asking you not to be nice. I'm just asking you not to be nice every second.
So that's the problem. I tried to put a very important boundary up in my life yesterday, and then I just turned into a flamethrower.
Oh, right? You
lost
it.
Instead of being nice about my boundary,
right.
I was like, my boundary was like, no more being nice. And then I just went to the exact opposite.
No. Your boundary shouldn't be not being nice. Your boundary should be,
it should be not being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so easy to take advantage of.
Well,
I'm doing a comedy show tonight. If you see me, take advantage of me. It'll be at Casino Yellowhead. I'll pay for your meal.
Oh, no.
Why did I do that? I didn't have to do that. That's what I do.
I know.
Would like to sell tickets to it, though. It's a fundraiser. Go to funnyfundraising.ca. Whew, got that one in.
Are you not sold out?
No. No, it would be nice to be sold out, but no.
Are you concerned?
And they've got so many great raffle prizes and all of this sort of stuff. Like, it's going to be a really, really good night.
Come on, give me a raffle prize. I want to know what it is.
I don't know. They're bringing them in themselves.
Oh, okay.
They normally tell me, but she said they're really good. I can't wait for you to see them.
Oh, neat.
I was like, oh, okay.
Can you buy in the raffle or no?
Yeah, I can do anything I want. I run the thing.
Wow. Okay. Good for you.
Yeah. If I win the raffle prizes, I'll give them to everybody tonight. How's that?
No.
There
boy.
I go again, Dylan.
No.
Boundaries.
Stop opening your mouth.
No, it should be a good show tonight. So funnyfundraising.ca. It's for Confederation Park Little League Baseball because the baseball season is starting to get underway and they need a bunch of funds for tournaments, et cetera, et cetera. So it'll be good to see you. There are plenty of seats available for this one, right?
Okay.
But I tried to put these boundaries up and I don't even know how to put boundaries up. You know, you go to therapy or you read these books, these self-help books, this love yourself
stuff. Self-help books. I love it. I got to tell you because I'm just so excited. Yesterday, this is a really, really cool thing and just shows how neat that a self-help author can be. Remember I always talk about Robin Sharma?
Yeah.
And how great Robin Sharma is?
Yeah.
And the fact that Robin Sharma, if you don't know, I got a book at 14 years old that changed my complete outlook on life and how to just better myself.
James and the Giant Peach?
No. Oh, no, it was
that's the one
book.
That changed mine. Yeah.
It's Who Will Cry When You Die.
Right.
Oh.
Is what the book's called. But
the ants were so mean in James and the Giant
Peach. They were nice.
Oh, yeah. Brood.
So Robin Sharma, I've always looked up to. He is a motivational speaker. It's something that I've wanted to do my entire life. Since 14, I was like, I want to do that. Unfortunately, this is what I do.
Okay.
This is as close as I can get to motivating anyone.
A random speaker as opposed to a motivational speaker, yeah.
But anyways, it's the book I gave to Taylor Swift, and she ended up putting it in a magazine as one of her favorite books.
It's a great story. Yep.
So I've been in contact with him throughout the years, and he's a Canadian author, but he's really, really successful. He goes and works at Fortune 500 companies. He reached out 4 weeks ago and said, hey, Dylan, I'm writing a new book.
To you?
Yes.
Unsolicited?
Unbelievable. I'm writing a new book called The Wealth Money Can't Buy. I was wondering if you would like a copy. And I was like, yeah, of course. Now, I don't know him well. I don't, like, text him or anything. He just emailed me and asked me if I wanted a copy.
Wow.
Yesterday, the copy arrived. I was so excited. I couldn't believe it.
That's like an Ice Cube moment.
Yeah. Yes.
But I didn't arrange it.
This is true.
Wow, that's awesome.
So you said self-help book, and I just got so excited because it happened yesterday.
Super exciting,
it arrived. Yeah. He just sent me his latest book, and I was like, oh, my God. And I started reading it last night. I just thought that was pretty cool for someone to be that thoughtful.
Right. That's really good.
So back to your boundaries. Sorry. I just got so excited.
Totally about like this text message says, Pepper, you and I are twins. I haven't do most of your ticks. It's amazing to know that somebody else is like that.
They're not fun ticks. Well,
they're not fun.
So you're going to therapy, you're reading self-help, and you're realizing, okay, I got to put up boundaries.
No. I'm not reading self-help.
Oh.
I just am aware that there are self-help books and that they emphasize loving yourself and boundaries.
Right.
And when I went away to rehab, loving yourself became something that, like, because I'd always been, love yourself. Oh, what does that even mean?
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to love yourself when you're this, you know?
Right.
But then I slowly started to figure that out. And then I started to figure out boundaries. The problem with rehab. I went to rehab. I was there for 6 weeks, and I came out, and I was clean, and I was enlightened, and they call it, like, this purple cloud, right? And
What's the purple cloud, sir?
It's basically, like, you feel like you're enlightened. You feel like you're all-knowing, all-powerful. But it only lasts so long until going back into the regular world beats you down again, you know, and wears away at you, and you realize that, oof, that didn't last. Because when I left... And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a completely changed person. This is going to be awesome. I'm clean. I'm sober. I've figured out how to operate properly. This is going to be outstanding. And then I don't know. How long was it, Robbie? 3 months? 4 months? Not even? A couple days? And things start to fall apart again, right?
Yeah,
and now I'm clean, and I've been clean and headed in a good direction for, I got to open my little handy-dandy I Am Sober app, 658 days.
Good for you.
And but it's really, really hard to set boundaries when you're just so used to, what do you always say about me?
A lot of things, but being walked all over
is the one,
constantly.
Right? But the hard part is when you realize, and other people help you realize, like, dude, you got to stand up for yourself. You get walked all over all the time,
mm-hmm.
and then you start to get mad about it. So the first time you're like, you're right, I'm putting up a boundary.
Right.
This person isn't walking all over me again.
Right.
And then they get the rage of everyone
all over me forever.
Right. Instead of just like, hey, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't walk all over me anymore. Because I've tried that. And the response I usually get is, oh, I don't walk all over you. And
right.
then I'm like, oh, you're right. But now this time I tried to do it and I got, whoa, why are you being such a jerk?
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Not such kind words. So I got to find that balance, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Put that boundary up.
Listen,
it's tough. Maybe I should take it down. Maybe it should be a lower boundary, you know?
For years and years and years, I've told you that. And the problem isn't that you're nice, because mm-hmm. I think that's good. It's the problem that you always want to please people.
Yeah, people pleaser.
And then when you want to please people, but when you want to please people
mm-hmm.
up until a point, but then resentment sits in.
Right.
And then you resent behind the scenes
yeah.
until you can't handle it anymore.
Yeah.
And then you explode. And because you never put up the boundaries, because you never took the time to do it, because you never, that's when it gets ugly. And by the sounds of it, yesterday got ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, I was full of Dylan fuel. I was like, oh, Dylan's right. I'm standing up for myself. Uh-oh.
Right.
No. Well, I could feel it. That's why I brought coffee. I'm like, I didn't even know you.
But it had nothing to do with the coffee. It was a completely different relationship in my life that I was
right,
trying
right,
to,
right. And I didn't even know about that. Right. I could just tell by how much I was taking advantage of you that I should probably not.
It's all well. Robbie, thank you very much.
I want coffee. Coffee.
Thanks, Robbie.
Yeah, well, this coffee, yeah, that's worth 15 coffees right there.
There we go.
Thank you very much for that, Robbie. A $20,000 sound worth $15,100. We'll do that in 23 minutes. Plus, we've got our Bachelor Camp before or after 8 o'clock, Dylan?
Anytime.
Anytime? So
yeah.
He's going to find out what his final, the fourth mystery date has been revealed. He dates the final four this weekend, makes his choice next week on who his forever love will be.
I also want to talk to him because we talked to him yesterday, but now it's been 24 hours that it's sitting in. It sat in. What do I say there?
Sunk in.
It sunk in. I want to see what his response is to now he can be kissing a girl.
The physical touch ban has been lifted.
I want to see what he feels 24 hours
after. Physical touch ban has been lifted. So we'll chat with Cam coming up.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
We're getting Bachelor Cam on the line, but we've got to interrupt everything. So.
News.
is time for news. News, news, news. It is time for news.
This just came across the Pepper and Dylan News Center News Control Desk. It's important what? Stuff right here.
All right.
Dylan, it's important definitely to you. It was updated April 4th. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Southern Alberta man stuck in mud for 2 days.
Yes.
Rescued thanks to his dog.
Yes, I saw this story. I wanted to tell you guys about it.
Here we go.
I'm telling you, it happened.
Hang on there, Cam. Dylan's got to tell his fake story of getting caught in quicksand last year or 2 years ago or whenever it was.
Why
for a walk in the river valley.
I don't know why you act.
You walked through mud.
You upset me so much.
The track, the pathway was muddy.
No.
You weren't stuck in quicksand. This guy, let me read the headline to you again, Dylan.
Yes.
Okay, Robbie, do you remember the details of Dylan being stuck in quicksand?
I remember it was they were very weak details.
Right.
No, where were you?
You were in the black mud?
Yes, black mud.
Okay.
It's in the name, for God's sakes.
And you were stuck in quicksand.
Yes.
Which is actually mud.
No. This is where you're wrong. And I have it pulled up right here.
Okay.
What is quicksand? Quicksand is a bit of a misnomer because it isn't always, well, sand.
Mm-hmm.
It's any mass of sand, clay, or dirt particles that contains trapped water. The water turns the sand into thick mud that collapses under moving weight.
Okay, I just want to read this headline again.
Please.
Southern Alberta man stuck in mud
or quicksand
for 2 days. Oof. Rescued thanks to his dog.
Yikes.
Dylan, your story. You were walking. You were just going for a nice daytime walk in the river valley.
You got it.
And you stepped in mud.
Yes.
And then you continued with your walk.
No, I didn't. I got stuck in it.
For
a while.
I'm going to read this article again, Dylan. Just the headline. Okay. Southern Alberta man stuck in mud for 2 days.
That's quicksand.
Rescued thanks to his dog.
Had to be rescued.
And how long were you stuck in peril in this quicksand? Robbie, do you remember how long he was in? Was it just the one step?
No.
And then he stepped like 15, forward 20 and pulled minutes. The other leg out.
It was you?
20?
What? Think so. It was crazy. I didn't think I was getting out.
Were you sinking?
Yes. Of course it's quicksand. Past my knees.
Past your knees.
Yes.
It was up to your thigh.
Roughly. Yes.
Dylan.
Well, why are you looking? That's why I've been making such a big deal out of this.
How did you get out?
I had to throw my body and wiggle and wiggle and wiggle. Haven't you ever taken quicksand training?
No, I've never taken quicksand training.
Oh, watch a video. You should.
Well, you could have while you in those 20 minutes you were stuck.
Don't be like
just
that.
Just look to see how to get out of a muddy path in the river valley.
It wasn't working great.
That I've been in for 10 minutes.
See, that story, that guy had to be rescued. Did you not read that?
By his dog, but he was there.
No, not rescued by his dog. Read it again.
Rescued thanks to his dog.
Exactly.
Okay, his dog and went got help.
Yeah, because he couldn't get out because of the
quicksand. What's that, good boy? Somebody stuck in mud.
Yes.
Take us to him, good boy.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. But again, let me emphasize the other part. Southern Alberta man stuck in mud for 2 days.
That's incredible. I could have been. You never know. I'm lucky I watched so many videos.
No, on a walking path.
It wasn't on a walking path.
I don't know.
It wasn't on a walking path. Oh, you upset me.
What were you doing off the walking path?
Because I'm interested in exploring.
Oh, no, my shoelaces are starting to get muddy.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get stuck in it one day and don't get out.
Oh,
wow.
That's what I hope. I hope you find quicksand and you don't get to move.
Oh, you mean more than 25 minutes?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get to back to the camp.
He's handsome and tall. Yes, he's a good catch. He wants kids in a family. Could you be his match? It's Cam. He's a real sexy man. Love if we can. For Bachelor
Cam. Oh, Michelle's got the text of the day.
Okay, what is it?
I do not think amount of time stuck in quicksand determines if it is in fact quicksand. Thank you, Michelle. Sorry, Cam, you've been on hold for a while.
Dylan was very much under the impression he would never get out after 20 minutes of wiggling.
I wasn't sure.
Minute 21, he got out, no problem.
It wasn't no problem.
This guy was
there.
2 days.
You're acting like it.
All right. Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys.
Are you there, Cam? Can we hear you there? We good?
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Yep, we can hear you now. Good morning, Cam.
Perfect.
Okay, so the all four dates in the final this weekend, you're going to be very, very busy starting today, right?
Yes.
All four dates have now been revealed. The first date is today. Dylan, it is with who and where?
Tonight, it's Goodwill Calgary Trail, 6 o'clock, for an unboxing, for a photo shoot, for a little dress-up at Goodwill. With Ashley.
This is our handsome bachelor, Cam, whom Dylan has dedicated his entire month of March and the first week of April to finding love a lasting love that will go forever.
Mm-hmm. That's my hope.
Tomorrow.
No pressure, Cam.
Tomorrow's the new one, right?
Yeah, tomorrow will be the new one at 10 a.m.
Okay, so we'll get to that. Sunday is IKEA with Paige.
You got it.
And Monday is go-kart racing at West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And that's with Jessica.
Catherine tomorrow. Dylan, what are they doing?
Cam, you will be heading down to Jasper Ave Continental Treat.
Careful.
Fine Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
Careful.
Ooh.
Yeah. So ctfinebistro.com if you want to look into it more. But you will be meeting with a chef, and the chef will be taking you through making dishes together, and then you guys will eat it. So you guys are going to work together in the kitchen, hopefully work well together in the kitchen, and then you get to enjoy it.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, so it's fun.
Would you call it a cooking class, or would you call it cooking instruction to prepare one of their dishes at the restaurant?
It would be better than a cooking class because you're one-on-one with the chef.
Okay.
So it's a rare opportunity. But, yeah, it would be learning how to make something that they make together
and then serve it to the chef. And then serve it to the people that are eating that?
No, to each other.
Okay.
They don't trust them that
all
much.
All right. How are you in the kitchen, Cam? Catherine says she's okay, and she's been learning to cook more lately.
Yeah, I would say I'm not totally proficient. I do enjoy cooking, but I cook like a bachelor, where give me a steak, put some olive oil and Montreal steak spice on it, and go to barbecue it. So that's where the extent of my cooking, I've tried to, expand my realm, but yeah. I'm definitely cooked like a bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, you're not going to do well then, because I don't think. What's the name of the place?
It is called Continental Treat Fine Bistro.
Fine Bistro.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Fine Bistro doesn't, exude bachelor cooking.
Not right?
No, they don't serve craft dinner and a pork chop. Uh-oh.
Pork chop's the best thing in the world. I don't know why you would ever attack a pork chop.
What did I do?
Pork chops, if you're not eating pork chops on a weekly basis, you're not living. I'm here to protect the pig.
Damn it.
Yes, amen to a pork chop.
Mushroom soup on pork chops.
That's classic. Thin pork chop. Thick pork chop. Shake and bake pork chops.
Yeah. Wasn't thinking. God, I love all the meats to choose.
Yes, that's the one you want to be good at.
Okay, you gotta let them finish, Cam.
I'm just saying, like, if you don't eat pork regularly, and if you haven't for a couple years, pork is better than it's ever been in this province. It's now time to eat your pork.
He's like a dog with my dog with a pillow. You just got to let him finish. Just keep on going.
Listen, I want to stand up for pork because pork gets a bad name sometimes.
I know, Dylan, you've said
and
it
there's
many
a pork
times.
Chop is so amazing.
All right.
I want you to have one this week.
Are you
week.
Good yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're done. We're done with the pork chop. Okay, so you're going to be cooking. I would assume it's like, what's on the menu?
I believe there is a fish, and I believe there are some shrimp. So it's like fancy dishes.
Okay.
Yeah, that they're going to be doing.
Would it be a brunch item at 10 a.m.? I'm assuming something.
I don't know if it's brunch.
Okay.
I just think they're getting there early.
Okay.
Because.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, they don't know how good Cam and or Catherine are at cooking.
Right.
So they don't know if they're teaching them, like, here's a knife.
So the emphasis of this date, and again, these are far different than the original dates where it was just have a couple drinks, go for something, and have a great conversation and get to know one another. This is work well together or compete against one another. Is this they each have to make the same dish and see which one is better, or is this the two of them work together to present the perfect dish?
Yeah, I think it's working together to present the perfect dish. I'm not 100% on it, but I believe that I'm going to show up for this one. I believe
you can't touch anything, though.
No, I'm not going to help in the kitchen. Okay. But I want to get pictures, and I want to be. I just want to be in the area to watch Cam fall in love. See if I can't get any secondhand information by just watching how they are together. And if I only watch one of them, I'll be like, wow, they looked really good together. But if I watch all of them, I might be able to know before Cam does.
Cam, if you were asked to Juliana Scallion, would you know what to do?
No.
Okay.
No, I would
not.
No.
Okay.
Now, Cam.
Fry a piece of meat, though. No problem.
Yeah, there
okay.
you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's my forte.
Okay.
It's been 24 hours since... Listen, it's been 24 hours since you were able to hear that we have lifted the intimacy ban.
Yes.
How are you feeling about the ban? How are you feeling about the city? I mean, I talked to you briefly yesterday just saying, oh, this is going to be tough.
Yeah, the rule was no kisses goodbye. No, even if the
no hand holding
with that need to do that. And both of you know the chemistry is there. I could go in for the kiss and it would be perfect. He was not allowed to do that on the first dates. Now for the second dates, that has been lifted. They can do anything except share each other's phone numbers.
Nope, can't do that.
They could whisk themselves away to an island vacation.
If they want, absolutely. If the date's going wonderful and they want to do something, they're more than welcome to do it.
All right. It's an open door on how the date ends. And yeah, like Dylan asked, it's you found out about that rule change yesterday.
Yes. funny enough, I got a text from a friend after it was announced on air, who's a dental hygienist, going, okay, come by tonight and I'll give you teeth cleaning because if you have to kiss. And I was like, I was dying laughing. Of course, I took up the offer.
You went and got your teeth cleaned?
Yeah, I got my teeth cleaned last night. Well, because when a friend's going, hey, I'm fully invested in helping you find love, you got to have clean teeth. I said, all right, let's do it.
Now, do one of them work in dental? I can't remember now, but isn't Catherine in dental?
Yes, she's a dental assistant.
Oh, thank God you got your teeth done, because that could
you wouldn't notice anything, yeah.
But as for the rule, I'm still very unsure about the whole rule thing, because when I was brought up, you're loyal to one person. If you're going on a date with somebody, you're loyal to that person. Now, this kissing thing, when you're going on dates with four people, it throws a bit of a wrench into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still, after 24 hours, very unsure, because this is a whole new situation. Usually, I'm set it on the air probably a month ago now, I'm loyal to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to ever hurt anyone or cheat or make anyone feel uncomfortable. So that's where it's like, okay, do I treat it like The Bachelor and, share kisses with everyone, which I heard this morning Megan was very poor.
Megan's all in. Yeah, Megan thinks you're going to kiss all four. Dylan thinks you're going to kiss. I think you're going to pull the perfect gentleman card and not do anything.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. I really don't know. I really don't know. I wish I could give more clarity.
Here's my prediction. If a date ends with a kiss, that's going to be the one.
Okay.
That's what it means to Cam. He's just not going kissing everybody.
But he's already narrowed down four girls that he likes.
Yeah.
He knows he likes these girls.
Only kiss the one you love, Cam. Or that you might end up loving.
That's kind of bold to say love on a second.
Yeah, I was going to say
I've got high hopes. What are you going to do?
Pepper's invested.
Okay, well, okay. I mean, the beauty of it is, regardless if anything happens with the lift of the rule, that you know that that's going to be in the back of both of your heads for the entire date, creating a level of awkward discomfort that Dylan is looking to identify to really, accentuate the spark that might happen between the two.
Now, you don't have to kiss any of them. No. Of course, Cam. You don't have to do anything at all that makes you uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Wow. Thanks, Philip.
But they can also go in for the kiss.
Sure.
And then I can also sit there and it's like I obviously have a connection with all four.
Yeah.
And sometimes after just two dates, you need to debrief. Unfortunately, I can't share or debrief with anyone other than Dylan, because I don't want to give anything away.
Right. You can't share if you want to see them again until the Tuesday, Wednesday. When does he?
Wednesday is when he'll be.
Wednesday
in love.
Is the day you decide whom you're going to be with forever. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The interesting thing we were talking yesterday, because as I was driving home, I gave Cam a call.
Mm-hmm.
If everything goes well, and they accept on Wednesday, Cam will have a girlfriend.
Is that what the?
Isn't that awesome?
Is that?
That's the hope.
Cam will ask to have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Like that's what I'm saying. If all goes well and they accept.
Girlfriend, not third date. Girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
Girlfriend.
No.
Wow.
No.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
That's asking a lot.
He's got a significant other. And Cam has.
Oh, boy.
I love this, right? Cam has changed his schedule from work for the next couple of months so it's not as busy, so he can really get to know whoever it is.
What a guy.
I can't wait for this.
Well, then you can't go around just necking with every girl.
Well,
What are you?
I mean,
it's gigolo? Come on.
I don't know. Robbie, what do you think of this? Because you've been put in this position by us many, many times.
I have. And I'm very hesitant to throw my tongue around.
Oh.
So I don't know about Cam. Like, this seems so much more dialed in than what I've done in the past. Any one of these could be the woman of your dreams,
right,
or your future wife. So it's I just don't envy you in this position at all.
It all starts tonight with date number one at Goodwill. Okay.
6 o'clock, Calgary Trail. You're more than welcome to watch.
And that's with Ashley.
That's weird.
I know. It's Ashley today.
It is Ashley this evening. Okay. And I can't wait to see how this all unfolds. I really think that it's been a lot of fun. And I mean, this is, I'm serious when I say, I hope I have found you the one at the end of this.
Ashley today at Goodwill, Catherine tomorrow at cooking at this
Continental Treat Fine Bistro.
Sunday, IKEA with Paige, and then Jessica on Monday, go-kart racing.
You got it.
So we've got a little bit of everything. We'll find out how it all goes on Monday. Thank you very much, Cam. Have a great weekend. No pressure.
None.
No pressure.
Thanks, only guys. If you're comfortable.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Go! The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Robbie's trying to poison me.
Not intentionally.
I love it.
Not intentionally.
If anything, that's Megan's fault.
Snow is coming this morning. If you don't look outside, it feels just like a nice, fun Friday because, you know, the weekend's just around the corner. It's April. How could it not feel great?
Yeah.
Fresh spring skies. Maybe get set up on doing a little bit of yard work this weekend, huh?
Sure.
Clean up the yard, get it ready for some planting in a month or so.
Why you were going to do that?
No, I'm just, okay. Robbie's sassy today.
I know,
he's
I love
so
it.
He's full sassy. Of sass. Mischievous. Today.
He likes bullying today.
No. It's just a Pepper offered to hire me to do his yard.
Yeah. And no, I'm not doing it.
And he's going to take credit for doing it.
No, I'm just saying that might have been on your list of things to do.
Oh,
since,
I see.
You know, it's April and the weekend.
Sure.
If you don't look outside, you can still pretend that's the plan. Mm-hmm. If you do look outside, guess what?
Yeah.
Mother Nature's just giving you a day
off.
Well,
you might be shoveling at this point.
Wow. Yeah. Snow continues. It was supposed to be just up to 3 centimeters, but now clearly an awful lot more accumulating everywhere but the roads are a little bit wet. So there's your heads up. It should be nicer by Sunday, though.
Warm.
Plus 12 degrees by Sunday. So Robbie's trying to poison me.
I honestly,
I'm starting
not on purpose.
To figure out, right, Dylan? I'm starting to figure out that this was all part of Robbie's master plan. Robbie nicely, unsolicited, just, he wasn't here this morning at 6 o'clock. He's normally here on time. He wasn't here. Sometimes he runs into a train on his way to work. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that. He walked in a few minutes late because he was waiting for Starbucks to open, and he walked in with coffee.
Said, very nice surprise. Thank you, Robbie.
He said, this is for you because you've been getting coffee every day for the last 3 weeks, Pepper. So here you go. Now we're even with one tray of coffee after me doing 3 weeks of coffee. Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much, Robbie.
No problem. Thank you.
And then, you know, about what, I guess an hour and a half ago or so, I started to feel uncomfortable. And it's because I've narrowed down after, what, like 8 years of not being able to figure out what the heck's going on down there, that it is indeed a dairy issue that I have.
Intolerance to dairy.
A lactose issue of some sort. And I've only been able to narrow that down simply by eliminating dairy to the point where I don't even eat ice cream, right? My life's greatest partner. Ice cream.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. It's like hopefully your fiance is not listening.
I'm like an ice cream
she
prince.
Knows
she understands. She knows where she falls on the list,
that's
right?
Fair.
It goes ice cream, then her.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And how could it not? But now I can't have ice cream. Dylan, it's like I'm in prison, and ice cream comes to visit, and there's that glass in between us, and I can only talk over the phone with ice cream. And then when I go
sweet nothings
back inside into the big house, I just have sherbet and lactose-free ice cream to get me through.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that. That's not what I want.
No.
I want what's on the outside.
Understandable.
I want the good ice cream.
Yeah.
But I'm in this lactose intolerant prison where I can't have milk. I can't have ice cream. I can't just, like, all I want is cow. The wet part. That's all I want is the wet part of the cow.
Ew.
And I can't get any of it anymore. For
that.
All the people to get, hey, lactose intolerant folk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
It's literally me.
Is it fair?
It's not
a lot of people are texting saying, but Chapman makes a great lactose-free ice cream.
But it's not the same.
Okay,
it's just not the same, right?
You know
right.
what? Eventually, you build up a form of a tolerance. You just get some really firm cheeks, you know?
Wow. Squats is the way to get through. Like
you will make it through the day.
Here's what I've noticed now that I'm part of this growing community, Dylan, of the lactose intolerant. I've noticed that those who are lactose intolerant are not like, eh, what are you going to do? They love dairy. So it's almost unfair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a cruel joke that we are the biggest milk supporters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? You don't very often find somebody who can't have lactose that says, like, ah, I didn't like it much anyway. Everybody who can't have lactose, like, they would sell their child to be able
but
to have yogurt.
They all take lactaid.
Well, I know, and I keep meaning to get some of that.
You're sitting here and you're complaining, but you just won't grab a pill.
Busy days, Dylan. But busy days.
They're so dry and chalky, and they're annoying to find.
Does it? Will it help?
Yeah.
For you can some people.
Then you can eat.
Well, is it not?
You have to take them, though, in advance. And that's where, like,
I'll just take them every day when I get up, like all my other pills.
Adam,
I'll take one every hour for the rest of my life if it means I can just indulge in milk.
You pretty much can.
But I'm noticing, like, people that are celiac, they're like, yeah, it sucks. I can't have bread, or if I've got extreme celiac, I got to watch how my food is prepared. It totally sucks. But, yeah, I don't know. Bread's bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
But lactose intolerant folk, they're like, you just took away the thing that I love the most.
Text message says, Pepper is the first lactose intolerant person I have ever met that doesn't consume dairy. The rest of us just choose our moments carefully.
Exactly.
Carefully.
So this is what happens. So Robbie brings coffee in, and an hour later, I'm like, oh, God, I don't feel good. And it's like, and now I'm starting to understand what it means. Like, it's not just like, oh, you have the toots. Like, it's like an all, like, I'm tired.
Your full body thing.
My stomach hurts. I feel like garbage.
Right.
And then I didn't realize until Robbie's like, oh, I got the same coffee you did. There's milk in here. He poisoned me, Dylan. ordered a coffee with milk in it for me.
Did you not get his regular order?
Yeah, I honestly didn't know because I just asked Megan because you usually get her to pick it up.
Yeah.
You order it, she picks it up. So I said, hey, what's the order?
I didn't even flinch. I just said Americano Misto.
No, and that was the old one before all of a sudden.
I just Megan went to go.
So is it Megan's fault?
Megan.
Hey, maybe you should listen when he orders.
I don't know what a Misto is.
Huh?
No. I didn't know either.
I just drink pots.
I've been slaving away over here.
Do you want to know what's in a Misto, Robbie? I just invite you to hang around me for the rest of the day, and you'll figure out what's in a Misto.
No longer Misto level.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
No. It's not fair. And I know a lot of people have certain afflictions, right? Allergies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, us milk people, we need our milk.
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
That's why I still eat my cheese in the middle of the night in the fridge light.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
I will
weird
never
that's
a good give snack. Her up.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh, geez.
No matter how much it hurts.
Oh, absolutely not. That's what I'm saying. You build up.
Pepper, a joke coming in, a dad joke for you.
Okay. Yeah,
why do cows have hooves?
Why?
Because they lactose.
Pretty good.
You
that was for
what?
You. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty good.
I love that joke.
I thought you would.
I got a show tonight.
You're not
using it. Good sir or madam, is it okay if I use that one? I want that for whatever reason. I don't care how dorky that is.
Okay.
That's a good joke.
It's not bad.
A lot of people take the pills by the looks of it.
And it works okay?
Yeah. You just take the pills before.
But here's the problem. I start taking these pills. Who am I?
What do you mean, who are you? You take a million pills a day.
All of a sudden, now I'm just like giving permission. There's something interesting about this resistance, the way that I'm able to, like, I'm proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I take pills to not take alcohol. Okay?
Yeah. You've got a lot.
Why am I taking pills to not eat ice cream? Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be one and the same.
Right.
I should be able to control myself enough not to have ice cream.
No, but if you take the pills,
then
you
it's
can
gonna
have
be an
ice cream.
But it's going to be an ice cream free-for-all, and I'm back to square one.
Okay. What do you want from me?
I'm down like 9 pounds since getting rid of ice cream.
Really?
Good for
yes.
you.
I know it doesn't look like it, Dylan.
I didn't say that. No. I'm just shocked that that's how many pounds
I'm
you put
up
on.
9 pounds from cookies, though. So they even themselves out.
That's not ideal.
Cookies are the new ice cream.
Oh, boy.
Isn't there dairy in cookies?
Chocolate chips.
Okay.
I don't know. Cookies don't do anything to me.
Okay.
Robbie.
I'm sorry.
You made
now
someone mad.
Why?
How ignorant. Belittling celiac.
Yeah, it's
so much more than no bread.
Oh, no, I know. I absolutely know. My ex-wife was celiac. We had to change everything going on.
That's
I think
no
my,
wheat,
no, the point that I'm making is that, like, celiac can be, like, you have to watch everything. You have to do all of this, but you've kind of know, like, okay, I can't have pasta, right? But with milk, it's like, Yeah, sorry.
It sneaks into your coffee.
I want. Yeah, it sneaks in.
I couldn't sneak bread into your coffee.
Well, I know, but wheat does sneak in every. No, you're right. They're probably one in the. I don't have one of them. Okay, so I don't think it's as hard.
Okay.
All
I know that celiac reactions can be a lot deadlier than lactose. Yeah. So that's why some establishments though don't take dairy intolerant or lactose intolerant people as seriously as they would a celiac contamination. Right.
Right.
So that's where like those lines can cross.
I feel for all of them.
Yeah. Oh, so.
Because you don't have any of them.
I'll never get tested. Even when my stomach hurts after eating, I'll never get tested.
Yeah.
Because
you don't
want to
know. Ignorance is bliss.
I just can't know that something's hurting me while I'm eating.
We're going to try and do some sort of apologies to our parents segment. I've tried to get this off the ground before, Dylan, but we never really followed through.
Okay.
And it was pointed out yesterday that I, although I intended to a long time ago, I have never apologized to my parents about making them buy me an organ when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the things I feel most bad about in as a child growing up is demanding and insisting that there should be an organ in our den because I wanted to make sweet laser sounds.
That was all you wanted.
Not realizing till adulthood how much they sacrificed to get me that organ.
Yeah.
So I think there are a lot of adults now that growing up did the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear what you apologize.
I'm interested about this. So we'll try and squeeze that in. But also, my fiance has indeed sent you the list.
Top five.
Five of them?
She's been working on them throughout the morning.
Oh, good. Yeah, she's putting a lot of work in. So this is the list of things, pet peeves that she has that annoy her, things that I do that annoy her,
yes,
but that she would miss if I died.
Exactly.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Empathy turns to sympathy pretty quick sometimes, Dylan.
Okay? How come? Why?
Now
what's
I'm
on?
Sympathizing with Michelle. Michelle, all you want in life is what?
A peanut butter parfait.
That's all she wants. Just the simple pleasures. That's all she wants.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all she wants.
Yep.
Last time you had one, Michelle.
Oh, 10 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
What are you allergic to, the peanuts or the ice cream?
No, the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
As my 7-year-old likes to tell everyone, I love ice cream, but ice cream hates me.
That's it. That's mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Or like, what did I do to ice cream to deserve right? this?
Ate all of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is that Dairy Queen soft serve? Is that even ice cream?
I don't know if it is.
Well, because
it doesn't melt. Right. Right. So you know not to, because it's that bad if you have one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like down for the count for how long?
Oh, I have to nap to get through it, mm-hmm. like try and sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a good little hack to get to sleep, though.
Well, yeah.
Eat a big bowl of ice cream followed by some cereal, Dylan.
What? How does that get to sleep?
It just makes you feel so awful that you're just tired and lethargic and you get sluggish and gross.
I don't know if you want to be falling asleep while that's going on down there.
No, I know. I think that's what was part of the problem, Dylan.
Oh, no.
That's why the hotel in Buffalo won't have me back.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I now feel that pain, Michelle, and I am sorry because when they tell you can't have something, anything in life, when they tell you can't have it, what do you want, Dylan?
You want it.
You want it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Every year for my birthday, all I want is Dairy Queen ice cream cake, but I eat just the chocolate
Has
fudge
anyone noticed
and the cookie crumble.
The Dairy Queen cake that there's not as much fudge.
I haven't had one in a long time.
They're not putting as much fudge.
They're
and
not.
And I think there's someone behind somewhere. I don't think
fudge cutbacks.
I think there's a fudge cutback.
Supply chain issue on the Dairy Queen ice cream cakes.
I'm very upset about it.
Oh, God, I love a Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
I don't understand why they cut back. You know what? Fudge you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Fudge you.
I'm not mad about
that.
I
love you. Sorry, Michelle. I know what you're going through. It stinks.
You too.
If a mysterious doctor presented himself at my house, mm-hmm. you know, knocked on the door and he had like the little black bag, you know, in the lab coat.
You'd let him
and
in.
And the stethoscope. And again, he said, listen, I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
I could fix your dairy intolerance like that. But I've got to remove a leg.
Okay.
I'd probably do it.
Really?
I probably would. What do I need two legs for?
Walking?
That's why you get two. In case you lose one.
I don't think that
You've
is
always
why.
Got a fallback leg.
You could hop.
I don't have a fallback tummy, Dylan.
No, you do not.
Exactly.
So you'd rather hop?
I think I would.
Okay.
I think I would. Yeah, get me a prosthetic. I don't know. I'm going to be with one-legged Ben tonight. I'll ask him.
I bet you he'll tell you that he wishes he could have a
he's
leg.
He's had a one leg his entire life, though.
But he's thriving, right?
Yeah. So maybe he wouldn't know. He doesn't know life with a leg.
Right. Does he like ice cream?
Do you think that would be a regret of mine?
Yes.
If I came in here on Monday with one leg and said, guess what? I can eat ice cream now. Yeah. You would just sit back and wait for me to hate only having one leg?
It would take less than a week.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Okay, I won't.
Thank you.
I just won't answer the door if that person shows up.
There you go.
Okay, Megan, do you have them there? Are we going to do this now?
Yes.
Okay, yep. This is love at its... we're at that point in our relationship, Coral and I, my fiance, where our sweet pillow talk... We get this book on... Oh, what the heck was it called, Dylan? I don't know. I haven't read it yet. just like at-home dates, like connecting. I don't know. We got it in a stocking stuffer or something. It's just sat there because it looks like we love each other, yes. You know? And it's... Like you read a page and it's like a question and you mm-hmm. talk about what that question is and it's just a way to connect, right? We haven't gotten to that book, but we've gotten to that idea. And the idea was the other day, what is it about each other mm-hmm. that annoys us, pet peeve, so to speak, but if we were to die, we would miss it when it was gone.
But didn't you say that she moves the coffee machine?
She pulls the coffee machine out from the wall when she makes coffee, but never pushes it back in.
And you would miss that if she died?
Every time, every time I'd have to push the coffee machine, I'd think of her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But you wouldn't have to if she wasn't there.
And then we never got to her list, and I thought, yeah, that makes sense. She didn't have one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Turns out she had a lot of them.
Also, I'm going to preface this with that I pushed her for them. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
And she just wants you to know that she loves you very much.
Uh-oh.
This is what I want to hear.
How sweet.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
So, number one, I feel like it's the most obvious also for everyone here in this room.
Uh-huh.
It's your chewing tobacco.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Over it, okay?
It's a safe bet.
It's not
gross.
She said, mostly because I love his kisses, but the dip takes up 75% of those luscious lips.
At least.
Okay?
You kiss her with it in your mouth?
No, it's just...
The pecs.
It
gross!
It makes the kiss more valuable. That's the way I look at it.
No.
Maybe on the cheek.
Ew.
Or on the top of the head.
Mm-hmm. Number two, he farts a lot.
I'm trying to get a handle on that.
She says, though, most of the time we laugh. I think it's cute how he pretends to be embarrassed. However, I don't like when he farts on my leg.
Pepper?
When we're sleeping and she's cuddling me. Yeah. Little spoon, right?
Yeah, okay.
You can't control... There are 8 hours enough. A day where you can't be blamed for what comes out of your body.
Mm-mm. Oh, when you're the little spoon.
I'm the little spoon. Her knees will be, you know, in the danger zone.
Mm-hmm. In the danger zone.
I think,
oh my
to
God.
Be honest with that Back one, I think I've done it once, and she just brings it up all the time.
Maybe. Well, you or probably, in your sleep.
You probably do it when you're drifting off.
Yeah.
Of course. We can't get your we're releasing.
Because don't you cuddle all night
all
long?
Night. All night, yeah.
We're always touching. You definitely do it a couple times. Yeah. You just aren't.
You can't be held accountable for farting as a human.
No.
But that's why she says that it's cute. Number three. And this is a conversation. Rob, I have to tell you something crazy. Me. Okay, I'm excited. 13 seconds later. Tell me. Rob, tell you what?
Uh-huh.
Which happens to us here in this room. Mm-hmm. He forgets what he's going to say.
Constantly.
Yes.
You are the worst at this. I thought that was just because we were on the radio.
The number of stories I've started that I have not finished outnumber the stories I've told and finished.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. And then I'll pick up the story like 3 days later. Like, she remembers what I was talking about. Like, she remembers part one.
I agree. That drives me.
So you're a tease.
I'll try and get better at that. Mm-hmm. But not intentionally. Just because I'm distracted quite easily.
That's fair.
Yeah, no.
That's
fair
the
enough.
ADD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number four, piles.
Okay.
What does he do? He makes piles of things?
Yeah, he claims that he's so clean and then he's got piles everywhere.
Yeah.
But okay.
Mr. Organized has piles everywhere.
Like piles you plan to get to?
Yeah, plan to get to piles.
Okay.
Everybody's
okay.
got their plan to get to piles.
I do, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they become part of your environment, so they don't stick out anymore because they've been there for so long.
That's the upstairs room?
The upstairs office. Oh, my God.
That's where things go to
just
die.
Just a pile.
Here you thought you were perfect, and she's got a big list.
Yeah.
But these are all very minor
things. Piles drive me crazy.
I would imagine. Yeah.
But I've got so many piles. Which pile's the most important?
Mm-hmm. Well, someone's saying on text they're called ADHD piles.
Oh,
I've
got about seven of them, right?
Yeah.
It's whole OCD, pockets of chaos thing that your life has to look perfect except for one area where it's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple little pile bombs all over my house. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying these are all ADHD things. Welcome to my life.
Farting, awesome. Can't do anything. It's an affliction. I'm sorry. Yep.
Five, she goes, I don't have a fifth.
Aww.
He is the most thoughtful and considerate soul I've ever met. He is perfectly imperfect, and I'm proud of everything is and everything he will be.
Wow.
And then she goes, wait, I've got another one.
Okay, good.
And then she says, he didn't choose Superstar by Love, Inc. for the foreplay, and it's my birthday.
Oh! Oh! Did you even get her anything for her birthday to start the morning?
Well, I left her I leave her a note every morning.
No, not
But this one said happy birthday.
Oh, nice.
Good. That's good.
Good for you.
It's good.
No, she's getting it later today. It was supposed to be yesterday if it wasn't for UPS screwing the whole thing up.
And with this weather, they may be behind on those deliveries.
Oh, don't do it.
They might not make it.
That could happen. Stressful.
Put that in the universe. And then she sent me a picture of where she hid the coffee machine, so I know before you know.
Can I see? I won't say
anything. That's the game that she keeps playing at the house now that I've told her that I don't like how she doesn't put the coffee machine back. Now she hides it all over the house, and I have to find it to have coffee when I get home.
I like it.
Yep. But yeah, I had to pull him out of her.
All right.
She loves you very much.
Well, she's pretty awesome.
She is.
And
she's
her 40th birthday today, believe it or not.
Wow.
Everybody's got piles, though, right?
No, no.
Yeah, people say they call them, some people call them doom piles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hobby
and
quarters.
You just put another thing on top of it.
Yeah.
Right? I've got a keychain, Dylan, I've been meaning to put on my car keys keychain for 2 years in one of my piles.
Is it just random piles, or are they like things in each pile?
It's there's all sorts of weird things.
They're things in our brain.
Yeah,
so it's organized chaos.
So in our head,
chaos.
You know where everything is. Like, for example, right. I will refuse to pick up a ponytail that's in the corner of my room because I know that the second I pick it up, I'm going to forget where I put it.
So it's just on the floor in the corner of the room?
So then I just know that it's there. So when I need one, I can just go
get it.
Shouldn't
a ponytail be on your head all the time?
I have like 500 of them.
Ponytail?
Mm. Yeah. Like it's the elastic band, a ponytail.
Stress piles, procrastination piles, ADHD piles.
I thought they were called scrunchies.
Are you ready to get down?
CHBN-FM.
Edmonton.
Is KISS 91.7.
KISS.
Here are the top three things you need to know.
Gotta let them know.
With Pepper and Dylan.
For the Colin Bruce Mortgage Team. 436-2511. Or online at colinbruce.ca. L's in Colin.
This is why I am not in favor. And Dylan, either cover your ears or get ready to get mad. This is why, and I'm selfishly just speaking about my work day experience. Mm. This is why I am not in favor of the 4-day work week.
Why?
Because Fridays around here are nothing but a sign that we have had enough of each other.
Kind of.
And that all we are trying to do is get under each other's skin or tease each other to the point where we can't handle it anymore. If we had a 4-day work week, we'd make it.
Yeah.
Right? But we cannot make it past about 7:30, 8 o'clock on Friday without just annoying the hell out of one another. And now Dylan's doing that. First, Robbie tried to poison me this morning by putting milk in my coffee, knowing that it almost
I got him back
kills
for you,
me.
Though.
How'd you get him back?
I sent him a picture of Billie Eilish that I knew would annoy him.
Why would you do that?
He gets so mad at Billie Eilish. And now Dylan's drinking a juice box right into his microphone.
No, I'm not.
Because he claims he loves juice boxes when we know he doesn't.
I love him so much.
He only does it because we've said, no, you don't. So now it's like that library thing from a few weeks ago.
Right.
So now he is committed to going to the library or to drinking juice boxes just to prove that he likes something that we know he doesn't like.
Deli Sink is one of my favorite things to drink.
Five Alive.
Yes.
What did you call it?
Deli Sink.
Oh.
Deli Sink is what I've called it my entire life.
Oh, yeah. French.
Yeah. Ooh, turn the box around, dummy.
You want to drink water from a deli sink?
Doing that. And then it's my cheese string coming up.
Here we are, right? It's 9:25. We can't do it anymore. We can't. One day we're going to kill each other by friendly fire.
I know.
You know?
It's fun, really? Though.
Yeah, Robbie said it earlier. It's Friday.
Is it fun milking my coffee, Robbie? Is it? Because I'm not having any fun
over
here.
That was unintentional.
Okay.
I mean, you did say you were feeling mischievous today.
I feel mischievous, but I like it. I like conflict sometimes.
I know. You're a real bleep disturber is what
sometimes,
you are.
But
you like to set people off.
But jokingly.
No.
I'm not trying to ruin your day or bully you.
We've got two segments left, Dylan, I believe.
Just look at that Billie Eilish I sent you, Robin.
Okay. I did, and I don't
new glasses
why?
She's
wearing. We hope you will understand and give us permission to just completely dissolve into chaos by, Fridays.
Skip.
It's just the way it happened. But Dylan,
yeah.
I know you want a 4-day work week.
Yeah,
I know you
want to
go Sweden style here.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have this Friday.
Yeah, but then
or the Monday.
We would be
what
together.
What would we
for
have
years?
If there was a 4-day work week?
No Friday.
But, would it be no Friday?
But Thursday would be the Friday.
But then
we'd
it
be like
be
this on the Thursdays.
No, I think it would take too long for us to adjust to Thursday being the new Fridays. It wouldn't have the same energy.
I would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would just be the best.
My week would feel incomplete if we got rid of Fridays.
And you're the reason that we're not. Thanks, buddy.
I'm in favor of a five-day work week.
Why?
I don't think you understand that how much would change in your work day if they went to a four-day work week.
Mine? Nothing.
No, they would. They'd figure something out.
How?
Oh, you'd have to do something.
I don't have any skills.
Okay.
What are they going to make me do?
I don't know.
Neither would I.
Well, we're not going to get paid the same. Whether your salary or wage, if they go to a four-day work week, it's going to impact our livelihoods.
Sure.
Everybody, not just this job, every job.
You don't think they're going to? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think I will ever see that. Wow. I don't think we'll ever see it. As much as studies have shown, just like the other thing I've been in favor of, they should move school, high school, junior high school especially, they should move it to later in the day. They should not start high school until noon.
Really?
Yes. I firmly believe that.
Till when?
Tell me how tired you were at 8 a.m. every day as a high school student.
Yeah. That's
exhausted, true. Right?
Yeah.
You think that tired, fatiguey brain that isn't fully developed yet can fully comprehend quadratic equation at 8 a.m.?
But noon till when?
5?
Yeah, because that's where it's like, but they don't want to be out that late.
Isn't there a part of high school 5? That gets you ready for the real world?
Yeah.
In a way.
Should.
Yeah.
Did you live that real world after high school? How real world did that seem to you? You know my son's real world now that high school's over is?
What? He's a failure
playing
you.
Madden until 4 a.m. and getting up to go to the accountant's office at 3 p.m.
Right.
Yeah, no, the real way. No, they're not ready for it. They're kids still.
Because his dad's got a job that works for 4 hours.
He doesn't know. You know how you gave me 10 minutes with Ice Cube the other day?
Yeah.
And thank you so much. It was a career thrill, and I appreciate it very much.
You are welcome.
You want another mission?
What?
Get me, damn it. 10 minutes. With the Minister of Education.
What does he want to learn from you?
I want to ask why the curriculum is what the curriculum is.
And
they'll just talk in circles.
Nah,
you don't want that. You don't want
problem.
That.
Yeah. Get me 10 minutes in a room with a bat.
Oh, geez. I don't know if I want to do that.
No, I don't. Like, when we were in high school, were you not like, oh, my God, this is early. This is too early. Do the kids do us all a favor.
But wait, how
kids are off at 3 o'clock. Get them off at 5 o'clock. Same time, we're all off. But, and while we're at it, dentist offices. How about start opening up at 2 p.m. and going till 8 p.m. so that we don't have to miss work to go to the dentist office?
That's good. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
With the whole school thing, the idea behind school starting at 8 is because parents need to get to work.
To replicate the work? An 11th grader is more than capable. Well, technically more than capable of getting themselves to school.
You out. 11th grade, maybe you could start this.
I think in high school, they should start school later, not earlier.
Okay. I mean, I don't think you're ever going to win this one, but maybe. Kids would agree with you.
But there's options too, right? Where like you have a spare. So like I worked harder in my earlier semesters, so I had have a spare in the morning.
100%. Yeah, try and get your spare in the morning.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can't control where it goes, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
Or at least, okay, let me offer you a compromise here, okay?
Okay, I'm listening.
I don't know why I feel you're on the Board of Education. I don't know. How about this then? The core subjects, your math, your social, your English, and it can debate whether the curriculum there should be core. But anyway, how about those are in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
The options are in the morning. Your gym, your fashion, foods.
After I eat lunch, sometimes I feel very tired and sluggish.
Those were the classes where I'd be like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom, and I'd disappear for 30 minutes walking the halls.
This text message says, worst idea ever. Kids should be at school at 8 o'clock no matter what grade. Okay. There are countless studies that have shown that the kids' brains are not able to learn as easily at that time of day.
Okay, but then this is true. As my grade 12 son continues to sleep this morning, they would never get themselves there.
That is the one issue, right?
They wouldn't go to school because no one's there to get them out of bed and force them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
that is a problem.
My mom would call me every morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, whoops. And then I'd have to call my friends with the license and be like, hey, can you pick me up?
My mom would have to wake me up every morning. I was impossible to get up. There was one morning, the famous morning that I faked dead.
Nice.
You really thought that was going to work?
I held my breath when she came down. I kept my eyes closed and I didn't move no matter what she did. And I thought maybe she'll think I'm dead. And you know what the insult was?
Mm.
She said, well, I've got to get to work.
Called your bluff.
Your son's dead in the bed, Mom. Take the day off.
Oh, God. Something.
It does seem like something could be revised. and changed.
I just think there are a lot of antiquated approaches to what's happening.
It's been the same kind of schooling since when? Like 1800s?
Yeah.
I feel like it's not the same. A longer lunch. Because also teachers, a lot of the time, don't get their lunch because they're grading or they're doing stuff or they have kids sitting in their classroom asking extra questions. So it would also be better for the teachers.
My daughter, and I can't remember the exact length of time, my daughter's lunch, they changed the length of the lunch break at Paul Kane, where she goes to school, high school in St. Albert. And it starts at like, I think, 10:40 a.m.
What?
And it's over at like 11:30.
Okay, that's not bad.
Text message says, Emmy Lazert. What up, my buddy Jordan?
Lazert!
Yeah, that's a big school.
Tried a 9:45 start for a couple years, citing those studies, and that, well, they're back to 9 a.m. start
now.
Oh,
really? Okay, look, I'm just saying. That's what I noticed. That's what I remember as a kid. I was groggy as bleep and walking into chemistry class.
Yeah, but
class.
The 70s were different than now.
Okay, yeah.
You have to understand.
Before they had 9 a.m. You're right. Yeah. Okay.
Apparently, there are some blackouts throughout the city this morning. It looks like a lot of the city is affected. This is affecting traffic, lights.
Mm-hmm.
This is affecting homes. I've gone on to EPCOR to kind of understand it, and I wouldn't say
I can't even understand an EPCOR bill. How are you going to understand a power outage?
I mean, I could list all the places, but you know, if you don't have power,
you would. You wouldn't be having power.
Yeah.
It's a dead giveaway.
They're saying April 5th, 4 o'clock is the estimated restoration for some people.
Huh.
16,403 affected customers. The cause, equipment repair, they're saying.
Okay.
And 8:56 is when the power
wouldn't
went
the result be an equipment repair?
Yeah, you would kind of. You would hope so. Okay. I don't know if you're Well, I guess if you're not here, you wouldn't. Yeah, the radio wouldn't.
Remember, it's not guaranteed. We all signed that agreement.
Yes,
power
that's right.
is not.
What a
your
weird
services
agreement.
Are not guaranteed.
Read your fine print.
That's a weird thing to sign.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Thank you. I may or may not get this. Well, today's the day you may not get it.
All right.
WestJet introducing a paid seat option. It seems weird with what WestJet's doing. I used to love WestJet because it was easy. It was the no frills.
They had
airline.
An underdog feel to them.
Yeah.
Yep, they did.
Now when you go on to book a flight, you have like 8 different choices. One that includes like a seat, one that includes whether you're going to pay for your luggage, one that means that if you have to cancel it, whether you'll get your money back or not.
Yep.
And now they're doing a paid seat option that will give you early access to overhead bins, as if that's a perk.
Access to the overhead bins.
Thanks. Get me on the plane early so I can put my stuff in the bin when you ask me to put my stuff in the bin.
But you were rattling off a list earlier of what else comes along with that premium.
Seats with extra leg room.
Okay, go.
3 to 6 inches.
There it is. Thank you for the 3 inches.
Yes, I appreciate it. Priority boarding, zone 2 only, though, not zone 1.
Okay.
Early access to the bin above. Quicker exit upon arrival is because you're at the front of the plane.
Okay.
I don't know how much quicker that is. It's just your seat selection.
Yeah.
Complimentary alcoholic beverage, depending on the flight and how long it is and where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to cost you.
How much more?
They don't say.
I guess it all fluctuates,
right?
Yeah, it's
depending on
tell.
The flight, depending on where you're going, depending on the plane.
Would you be in favor of just flat ride flights from now on?
Yes.
If you want to go to Vancouver, whether you want to go in April, whether you want to go in the end of April, whether you want to go in January, it's just always the same price.
I would love it to be the same price.
And stop knowing what computer I'm checking from. Okay? Stop doing that.
And I would love it to be if just that it, everything's included. Just give me one price.
Just it, a flat rate, and you're done.
My direct flight, and if you want to send me to 6 different places first. That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
If I want a direct flight, I don't want to maybe get there, maybe not, have bags, maybe. I don't need that.
Back in the day, that's when air travel was great. You know, when Fred, Barney, Wilma, they'd get on a pterodactyl and go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to fly a pterodactyl somewhere.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Also with the WestJet, I've noticed, I don't know if there's a lot of, let me on here.
Okay.
But if you collect the WestJet points, you can't use those for anything. I've got so many WestJet points.
I'm just confused by everything.
Throughout the years, but every time I try to book, they say, nah, that's not available.
Do you know why we can't figure all this out?
Why?
We were getting up too damn early to go to high school.
Must
that's
be.
Why. Think about how much smarter we'd be if we got to sleep an extra
Let's
hour.
End with the Oilers.
Okay.
He's who you go to when you want to know about the sports.
Oh, checking their way through another week.
He'll tell you what happened on the rink, on the field, and on the court.
Shoot, pass, score.
Coach Dillon, he's a home run.
You got it.
Coach Dillon, he won't be outdone.
Yeah.
Coach Dillon, he's number one.
Sports!
Okay, so the Oilers back in action tonight. They're hosting the Colorado Avalanche. 7 o'clock is game time. It's a can't-lose game, although they can.
Yeah.
They shouldn't lose it.
They just
it's a try not to lose it game.
They have a few games left. They just need like a point. They need to get a tie or some or an overtime loss or something just to clinch, really.
It'd be nice.
But this is a statement game. We could play them in the playoffs. So you want to play good to show them you don't want to mess with us.
Vegas and LA Kings. It looks like one of those two teams will be the first round.
Yeah.
I'm sick of playing those guys.
It's good.
As long as they don't beat us.
It's good rivalries.
Eight games remain in the regular season. Someone just texted saying power back on and trumpeter.
Okay.
So my food is good.
Okay, you're good.
Thank God. Those are the three things you need to know.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah. The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Okay, we head into the weekend. A busy weekend for our Bachelor Cam, who's going on the final four dates, today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, and then he will select his love of his life.
Yep.
Provided that they are also willing to be the love of his life.
Hopefully it's going to go well this weekend.
Wednesday, he makes that choice? Wednesday?
Yep.
Wednesday is the day he chooses. We'll get caught up on some of the dates on Monday.
You got it.
But that's happening. Dylan's going to crash some of those. Robbie, what's your weekend like?
My friend had a baby.
Okay.
So I may be doing some visiting. A friend from out of town is coming up.
Nubs had the baby?
Nubs had the baby.
Boy baby, girl baby?
Nubs and Allie. It is a little boy baby.
Oh,
baby.
Congratulations to them. Okay.
Little nub.
So hopefully, yeah, tiny nub. Hopefully do some visiting.
Not actually. When they're born, it's quite the nub.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Very red and irritated.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a pretty busy weekend.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
It didn't sound it. You kind of wrapped it up pretty quick.
You're going to go see
a friend from out of town is coming up. There's two hockey games. I'm going to do some work on the Oilers song.
Okay.
Gonna run some stairs. Got to visit my dad. He's got some Kubasaw to get me. I'm going to have to get a freezer.
Okay.
I have a lot of things to do.
Right. He's a busy boy. Who's a busy boy?
I am.
All right. We had a lot of arguments, disagreements, differences of opinions. That's what we do a lot, whether advertently or inadvertently on this show. So the most important thing in everybody's life is to be more right than your friend. So who was right? Who was wrong this week, Robbie?
Starting it off, Easter Monday. Uh-huh. Is the Easter Bunny an actual rabbit or a human-shaped rabbit?
Yeah. Saw it at the mall. St. Albert Center on the weekend. Blew my mind, man.
I've done a poll for this on Instagram.
Okay. Okay.
So Pepper thinks that the bunny that comes into your home at night and drops chocolate everywhere is a giant man-shaped bunny.
Well, I always thought it was a rabbit, and then I saw this dude rabbit. Why? He had a suit on. It was weird.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
All right. And the poll, Megan? The poll says, because I said, which do you picture when you picture the Easter bunny? And there was a bunny and then a man-shaped bunny.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And about 66% chose the bunny, the
real
bunny.
Most people thought it was a real bunny.
Yeah,
this is a weird-looking thing, this man-shaped bunny.
Same with Dylan. Mm-hmm. He gets the point.
He gets the point? Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
All right.
Are you aware, and do you call it, the old fish-in-the-wall prank? Of course.
This was April Fool's Day.
Ah, yes, the old fish-in-the-wall prank.
I mentioned one time that I'd heard somebody put sardines in a light switch and just let them go rotten, and the person couldn't find where the awful smell was coming from, and Robbie went, the old fish-in-the-wall prank.
Like, of course.
It's the oldest trick in the book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be in a drop ceiling.
Uh-huh.
It could just
have heard of it, though.
Oh, yeah. I know people that have done it.
So what was the result on that? Do people call it the old fish-in-the-wall prank?
Not as many as I thought.
Okay, good.
So, Pepper, you're not alone. You get the point.
Yeah.
Was the Ice Cube interview that Pepper had an April Fool's Day prank?
I thought for sure he was pranking me.
You did.
I was wrong, Dylan.
Yep. It happened.
You but of delivered.
Course not. Yeah, it was
you
good.
You delivered. Thank
you can listen to it. It's a good 10-minute interview with Ice Cube available where you get your podcasts. Yeah. You did a great job.
I wish I could have been a lot longer.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to wait at the airport for him when he comes at the end.
Don't.
Of the
month. Yep. Don't do that. Dylan, you got the point because of that. So good work.
Thank you.
Are you an eclipse enthusiast?
Unfortunately, this turned out to be people are.
Dylan is just so against this eclipse.
Because I think it's dumb.
You just couldn't understand how so many people are interested and invested.
We've got a lot of people in our audience. They're traveling there. They're going to the path of totality.
It seems
they're
shocking.
Pumped.
I can see traveling for things. Just not this.
Robbie?
There are a lot. So Pepper is not alone. He gets a point.
We're jazzed.
Yeah. So cool. Okay. Can you call yourself a peanut butter person?
Oh, yeah.
if you throw out expired peanut butter?
No, you can't. It's a no.
You have to finish every last morsel?
Dylan said he had a jar of peanut butter that he had to throw out because it had passed its expiry date. If you let peanut butter expire on your watch, you're not a peanut butter person.
That's not true.
It should never expire. You're a peanut butter person.
But it's just such a big container.
You're not a peanut butter person then.
You should never let it get to that point.
You should never get to that point if you truly love peanut butter the way you claim to.
But people are buying lots and lots of it.
Fake ass peanut butter.
So, Dylan, we'll give it to you.
All right. I can use a point.
We believe you. You're a peanut butter guy.
I like peanut butter.
Do you sleep better with somebody or do you sleep better on your own?
Mm-hmm. We learned that.
Separate beds? No separate beds in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan?
Who was it? Who went on record?
Cameron Diaz.
Says her married life. Yeah. They're in different bedrooms.
Yeah. I would love to be in different houses if possible, which in her world it is.
Okay. Yeah, and a lot of people said, it's a key to a healthy relationship.
Healthy relationships, they're sleeping in different beds in different rooms.
Yeah.
Weird.
You're a cuddler.
Need me a good cuddle. Got to feel safe at night.
Yeah. Do you still intertwine your toes?
Oh, yeah. We hold toes.
You guys are weird.
So, Dylan, you get the point.
I like this.
Who would get fired first if they had a restaurant job?
Mm.
Pepper, Dylan, or Robbie?
What was the ultimate decision on that? We all have our flaws.
Everybody weighed in, and because of past experiences.
Dylan punching the customer at KFC for asking for ketchup.
Which is so weird, because I'm the one that's had the most restaurant jobs in this room.
And the most firings.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been fired the one time.
How many times you've been fired from a restaurant, Robbie?
Zero.
Me too.
You punch one customer.
Most people.
One time.
Follows you forever.
Okay.
So Pepper and I got the point.
Booyah.
And do you lock the bathroom door at your own house?
Bunch of babies. It's your own house.
Other people live there.
They're your family. They want to walk in, they can walk in.
It's respect. You don't want
locking the door when they're going to the bathroom at your own house.
It's different in a roommate situation.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Like if I'm standing there butt naked, ready to get in the shower, I'm going to lock the door.
Yeah, I still don't want to see if my dad. I don't want to walk in my dad pooping.
That too?
I fully admit the open door policy, bathroom policy at my house, it's a little liberal.
A little,
right?
Very.
I mean, but you got to do this, eh? You know, you got to put your hand out, you got to swing that door.
I'll
be wiping later. I can't get that arm tired by closing a door. I'll need it later.
I suppose. Maybe.
But, I mean, it was a little mixed, but consensus was you should probably keep the door closed, if not locked.
People are locking their doors from their own family.
Yes.
In the bathroom.
As a sign of respect, as to stop the smell, everything.
Hope you don't have a heart attack in there and need help.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So, Dylan, you got the point.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Which, for the first time in 2024.
What?
Wow.
Dylan takes it.
Thank you.
We're going to leave you with this. The EPCOR has been directed to manage power consumption in the province. Rotating outages are now in effect and will be happening throughout the day.
What happened? Oh. Where'd all that power go?
What? Why? What? Manage power consumption?
Okay.
That sounds like you got to work on
that. That's what we're dealing with right now. All right, snow continues to fall throughout the day, and again, rain and wet snow might be a little, I don't know what it'll be. It's the weekend. Who cares?
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.